Hi, this is Damien Kingston here, guitarist and composer from Tasmania. I grew up in Australia and have studied both here and abroad in Amsterdam. I'm currently based in Hobart, working as both a performer and a teacher at UTAS. Over the past few years, I've been working alongside a quartet, and in late 2020, as a band, we recorded our latest project as part of the ABC's Fresh Start Fund. The Damien Kingston Quartet that has me on guitar, Damien Kingston, and Matthew Bowden on the piano, Hamish Houston on bass, and Tom Robb on the drums. As a group, we've been playing together for lots of years in lots of different formats, so working on each other's projects, other people from Hobart's projects, and folks who are passing through town, so we play together lots. In addition to that, me and Matt Bowden on piano, have been probably coming up to 20 years now playing together in Hobart and overseas. We moved together at the same sort of time, so yeah, we've been collaborating on lots of different stuff throughout the years. So as a group, we've got a lot to draw on when we play together. Wells is it's like a continuation of what we've been doing and working on as a quartet for a fair while. So looking into kind of straight ahead songwriting, but combining that with some really angular melodic content and then interpreting that content through jazz and free improv approaches. Wells as a suite is divided into eight parts or eight segments. And I guess there's a few different factors that unite all the pieces together as a suite. So there's some obvious sort of recurring melodic and harmonic content that pops up through most of the tunes, but I think the main focus was looking to develop material that investigates different uses of texture within a quartet setting, and particularly how the piano and guitar can operate in that context. So each piece takes a different approach. There'll be whole ensemble unison, or there'll be composite textures where we're playing different things but trying to put across a singular sound, pitting unison against improv, or some more traditional approaches, and then entire ensemble improvisation. So it's a real look at how we can work together texturally as a quartet. The beginnings for a lot of the pieces started pre-COVID, so playing together as a group, looking into different ideas, improvising together. But the pieces definitely came together throughout lockdown, so the pieces were written and finalised, lots of sharing ideas via phone recordings and such around the group. I guess we were pretty fortunate here in Hobart in that we didn't stay in lockdown nearly as long as other states, so once the restrictions lifted, we got the opportunity to get together and work on the pieces as a group. With the music on Wells, there's definitely some moments where we approach songs in a straight-ahead manner, so melody followed by solo, but that's only a few times. I think in general we're trying to look to how to develop material, harmonic content, texturally. So often we'll pit the melodic material against some improvising textures, or we'll split a song into two where we have some very explicit melodic material and then a super contrasting textural section. So it's definitely focused on textual development of the written material, for sure. Having two chordal players, lots of notes, is a blessing and a curse, I guess. And me and Matt have lots of agreements and disagreements about how to make music together when there's so many notes going on. That sort of informs what we've done on the record. So looking at ways to either not get in each other's way when there's so much harmonic pitch material in play, or ways that we can sort of exploit that and make that a feature. So across Wells, there's the sort of straight-ahead approach where somebody will solo and somebody will comp, or somebody will solo and the other one will sit out. But then we're looking at sort of composite textures where we'll play some different things, but it comes across as the one sound. Tassie's a great spot to be working on creative music. There's a pretty small group compared to other places, but a pretty dedicated group, all up for working on jazz and improv in different areas. Some of the larger scenes that I've been part of, there's a lot more hustle to make a living, to keep performing, play regularly, whilst down here there's a smaller pool of musicians, so you end up working together a lot in lots of different contexts, and through doing so, get the chance to really build some language together as ensembles. That'll be one of the main things that I think is great down here.